if the underlying narrative is the one I just described, you know, virginal planet, tyrannical patriarchy, and rapacious individual, and you believe, well, we're overpopulated, like Paul Ehrlich has believed since really literally the mid-1960s, then how is it not going to be that the policies that you craft stemming from that narrative are colored by the belief that there's far too many people?
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar, and my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble, because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money.
I mean, COVID makes it, it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals, gold and silver. That's always been a great way to make sure that you keep your money and you keep it safe. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. That way, if you decide you want to invest in gold and silver, you'll save yourself a little bit of money.